The New York State legislative session is drawing to a close, and Democrats and Republicans are digging in on the remaining issues of 2017. One of the biggest is a measure to extend the New York City mayor's control of public schools, which has now been linked to a number of diverse issues affecting people in the rest of the state. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has more.
Games of chicken are common at the Capitol whenever a deadline like the budget or the end of session approaches. This time, it was the state Senate's turn to go first. Republicans who control that chamber offered three bills extending New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's control of the public schools for 1, 2, or 5 years. The measures are linked to passage of an education tax credit that would benefit charter schools. Charter schools have long been championed by Republicans but are viewed with suspicion by some Democrats. The three take-it-or-leave-it measures were angrily rejected by the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, who was asked about them by reporters.
God bless them. We're not doing them. Next question.
Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco joked that he could easily walk away from the session with the extension of mayoral control unresolved.
I can go home without it happening. I live in Syracuse, so.
Mayor de Blasio unsuccessfully campaigned for Democrats to take the chamber away from the GOP in 2014, and some Republican members continue to hold some resentment. But the Assembly has tied mayoral control to the renewal of sales tax in counties outside of New York City, in upstate and on Long Island, including counties in DeFrancisco's district. Speaker Hastie defended that linkage, saying there's a certain logic to it.
We passed a bill that respected every locality's request of an extender, including the cities for mayoral control, and that we're trying to treat every county with the same amount of respect, and we wish the Senate Republicans would do the same for the city of New York.
Speaker Hastie says he hopes that there can be a three-way agreement between the Assembly, Senate, and Governor Cuomo on another key end-of-session issue, increasing oversight of the state's economic development contracts. That's in light of a scandal that's led to corruption charges against several of the governor's former associates.
The best way is to always see if you can come to a three-way agreement, and we're trying to come up with ways to get there with the Senate and the governor. We'll see what happens.
The bills supported by the Assembly and Senate reinstate the state controller's oversight over economic development contracts. Governor Cuomo does not support that plan. He instead wants to create a new inspector general under the executive branch to root out potential corruption in procurement practices. Senator DeFrancisco says that plan would not provide true independent oversight.
The governor wanted procurement reform. What he wanted in the budget was to have an independent inspector general appointed by him to review his contracts. Now, I don't think you have to be a lawyer or you just have to be somewhat sane to realize that that's not a check and balance over anybody.
A spokesman for the governor responds that it's a joke to think a controller's pre-audit of an economic development contract could flag a corrupt arrangement. And he says that DeFrancisco holds a personal grudge against Cuomo because the governor criticized the senator for spending some time in Florida. The session ends June 21st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.